The 16 checklist you should not have when applying for a student visa. New Zealand could have been your choice of destination to study, while an option to work part-time 20 hours per week and be eligible to get a post-study work visa after the completion of your study in New Zealand and later apply for a pathway to qualify to apply for a permanent resident if you meet the eligibility criteria. We have prepared several tips on how to avoid student visa refusal in New Zealand. If you have the record of imprisonment in the last 10 years and or been convicted and sentenced to imprisonment. If you have the record of deportation and or if you are a subject of a period of prohibition to enter into New Zealand. If you are a member of terrorism group, which threaten or risk the public interest if there is misrepresentation of the information you have provided on which the immigration officer believes that the information declared in your application is not genuine. If you are not a bona fide student and if the immigration officer thinks that the visa conditions cannot be adhered to meet with the applicant. If you submitted an application that is not completed if the health and character requirements are not met if you are unable to demonstrate to cover the tuition fee cost, living and travel cost in New Zealand or in other words, you have no enough financial resources as to meet the criteria in qualifying to grant a student visa if the course you intend to study in New Zealand could add to your qualification and experience if there is no clear pathway for the course you intend to study in New Zealand if there is a large sum increases of money from the account you presented prior to your submission of student visa and unable to account the sources of it. And or you are not willing to follow to transfer the funds at NZ Bank with the funds transfer scheme if there is a big gap of your qualification or working experience and you are unable to account/explain it if the immigration officer sees that you are not a genuine student from the documents and information you have provided and as after the telephonic interview you can't even answer some information regarding the course information, institution's information, among others if the funds are not legit, or it cannot be verified if there is no regular income or a sure guarantee from your sponsor/s, that they are able to meet and follow the undertaking they made to your application if you have not met the positive profile for student visa in New Zealand. These are the lists which the applicants may use as their reference in applying and avoiding student visa application at Immigration New Zealand INS, but it may vary, depending on the individual circumstances of the applicant seeking to study in New Zealand. Contact Visa Online Assistance for more information as we have an experienced and a qualified education agent trained by Education New Zealand.